This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. This is the July 11, 2014 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading summaries of articles on epilepsy, trauma, and oncology. Magnetoencephalography helps delineate the extent of the epileptogenic zone for surgical planning in children with intractable epilepsy due to poor encephalic cyst or encephalomalacia. A clinical article by Odeya Bennett Back and colleagues. Poor encephalic cyst or encephalomalacia is a brain lesion caused by ischemic insult or hemorrhage, which commonly present with medically intractable epilepsy. Localization of seizures and interictal epileptiform discharges is challenging in patients with poor encephalic cyst and encephalomalacia because the fluid-filled cavity and atrophic cortical tissue distort electrical fields and reduce the amplitude of scalp electroencephalography. Because magnetic fields are comparatively unaffected by the different electrical conductivities of the brain, cerebrospinal fluid, skull, and skin, magnetoencephalography can accurately localize the sources of interictal epileptiform discharges. The authors retrospectively studied 13 children with intractable epilepsy secondary to poor encephalic cyst or encephalomalacia. Magnetoencephalographic spike sources of interictal discharges were asymmetrically clustered at the margin of the lesion in all 13 patients. 5 patients underwent lesionectomy as well as magnetoencephalographic clusterectomy without intracranial video electroencephalography. Temporal lobectomy was performed in 1 patient and hemispherectomy in another. 2 patients underwent lesionectomy in addition to magnetoencephalographic clusterectomy based on the result of intracranial video electroencephalography. 8 of 9 patients achieved seizure freedom following surgery. Magnetoencephalographic spike sources can delineate the extent of the epileptogenic zone adjacent to and asymmetric to the poor encephalic cyst or encephalomalacia. Complete resection of magnetoencephalographic spike source cluster along with poor encephalic cyst or encephalomalacia can provide favorable seizure outcomes. Utility of surveillance imaging after minor blunt head trauma. A clinical article by Joshua Chern and co-authors. Non-operative minor head trauma is a common reason for admission to a pediatric hospital. Over a 4-year period at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, 937 patients were admitted for minor head trauma. 60% of the patients had minor intracranial injuries, such as brain contusion and bleeding, or hemorrhage. As expected, length of hospitalization was less than 48 hours in the majority of patients. After discharge, 3 patients required surgical intervention within 30 days. In 2 of these cases, surgery was required because of posthemorrhagic hydrocephalus. Surveillance imaging was frequently used as part of follow-up care for the patients in this series. Approximately 1/3 of patients underwent additional imaging after discharge. The authors conclude, however, that because adverse events were extremely rare, surveillance imaging could not be shown to improve patient care quality, nor did it seem to be cost-effective. High-dose methotrexate monotherapy followed by radiation for CD30-positive, anaplastic lymphoma kinase 1 positive, anaplastic large cell lymphoma in the brain of a child. A case report by Kazuhide Furuya and co-workers. The authors report a case of primary central nervous system anaplastic large cell lymphoma in an 11-year-old boy. The tumor expressed anaplastic lymphoma kinase 1 as well as CD30. Rapid clinical deterioration appears to be a characteristic of this particular subtype of lymphoma. In addition, no standard treatment has been established because of the rarity of the tumor. The patient responded to the systemic administration of high-dose methotrexate followed by cranial radiation. He has survived with complete remission for more than 8 years after the onset of symptoms. He is not currently receiving any other treatments. Therefore, the authors propose that systemic high-dose methotrexate monotherapy can be an effective and worthwhile chemotherapeutic option for pediatric anaplastic large cell lymphoma of the brain. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.